It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. By the way, if you run your own company, if you have a business that you would like to advertise and sponsor on the Opinions Matter podcast, it is very, very easy. This podcast reaches over 250,000 listeners every single month, and you could be part of that. Let our listeners know about your product on the Opinions Matter podcast.
Or your services.
Or your services. Maybe. Or whatever it is that you would like to advertise. You could reach 250,000 Opinions Matter listeners every month. If you would like
that
to...
That figure may or may not be true. Terms and conditions apply.
No, it is actually true.
You can't be just plucking figures out of your head.
On average, we hit 250,000 listeners every month. That's true.
Terms and conditions apply.
We had 3 million listeners last year.
3.2.
Yeah, but there you go.
Yes, we do have a. We don't like to brag about the size of our.
But you have to if you want to get advertisers. You see.
Yeah, we don't like to brag about the size of our audiences, but we do have quite a bit. We're kind of a big deal in the podcast world. Thank you. That's how you sell it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you need to be on our podcast.
So hang on. A second ago, I was saying we get 250,000 listeners, and then you're saying that may or may not be true.
You were plucking those figures off a tree, off a tree branch. You were ridiculous. Come up, ridiculous figures.
Now you've just literally lost everybody who was considering advertising. There was people listening up to that point. I'd love to advertise with Adrian and Jeremy on Opinions Matter.
Are you listening, Des Kelly? That's who we need. We need Des.
Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with us, our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Send us a WhatsApp at any time of the night or day and just let us know. I'm interested in sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. And then Jeremy will write back and let you know. We only have 2 listeners a day.
Have we doubled listeners? No, we actually, it's a huge podcast. Everybody's saying it. Everybody's talking about it.
Anyway, get in contact with us, 085-825-2626. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard this story over the weekend. 7 Palestinian children have arrived in Ireland to receive medical treatment. The children and their accompanying family travelled from Gaza to Jordan in a World Health Organization convoy, and from Jordan to Ireland with an Irish medical team on a plane provided by the Norwegian government. Now, it's the 5th evacuation from Gaza following government approval for the program in September 24 in response to an appeal from the World Health Organization. In total, 27 children from Gaza have now been brought to Ireland for medical treatment. 7 of them arrived in this country over the past weekend. And most decent people...
And that's all we're talking about, by the way. We're not talking about hundreds of...
No. Total of 27 children since 2024, should I say, have been brought to Ireland. And most right-thinking people would say, that is fantastic that the Irish government is doing that.
No.
Most right-thinking people would say, I'm proud of our country that we have decided to give treatment to kids whose lives have been absolutely destroyed physically, emotionally, mentally, in any way you can think of. And these children have been brought to this country for specialist medical treatment. Okay, so this is treatment that is not available in Gaza. In fact, they've shag all hospitals left. They've all been bombed to smithereens. Specialist medical treatment that we here in Ireland are capable of providing.
Okay. And then you come across pricks like, and Brendan, you were invited onto the show. Brendan Cox is his name. He's on Facebook. You're invited onto the show to give your opinion. But you know what he said? He said, I won't come on to talk to a bunch of one-siders. So we're trying to make it a balanced discussion. Anyway, Brendan said, and this is just what, because a lot of you don't believe that people are begrudging these kids. Here's what Brendan said. Cox by name, Cox by nature, is what I'd say, Brendan. How many hospitals did they cross to get here? That's just a wanker comment, Brendan.
What does it even mean?
It's a wanker comment.
What does that even mean? Well, do you know the layout of the land, Brendan, between Gaza and Jordan? These kids would have been taken out of Gaza through Israel. The Israelis are going to give them the 2 fingers. They're not going to treat them.
Not at all.
And then into Jordan and onto an airplane to Ireland, which, by the way, was provided by the Norwegian government, not by our government. Now, what the fuck does that comment mean? That really pisses me off.
Okay, well, I can only, and again, Brendan, you'd be invited on, the opportunity is there to come and, because I did, and I know why you don't want to come on, because I'd literally tear you apart like a wild hare, literally like a wild hare. I guess what he's trying to say is, surely there was, how many hospitals were between these two places that surely they could have gone to a hospital in a neighbouring country?
I have no doubt other countries have taken them in as well.
They have.
In their thousands. We're talking about 27 kids in the last 2 years. Whoop-de-doo.
How is it affecting your life, guys? Now, people would argue and say, well, if you had a child that was on a waiting list for medical services, maybe you would feel differently.
And I'm sure you may feel differently. However,
can I give you another one, by the way? And by the way, I'm just reading these out just to let you know that these people exist, okay? I don't take any pleasure in reading them out. Carl Martin on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. Yeah? So I just want you to think about this. We're talking about children in Gaza that have serious injuries due to drones being bombs and drones being dropped on their heads, yeah? Mm-hmm. Most of the hospitals over there are just rubble at the moment, okay? And then you have someone like Carl Martin. And this is what he said about children coming to Ireland for medical care. Just think about this for a moment. Leave them in fucking Gaza. We don't want or need them. And just in case you think that's made up.
Jesus.
What's his name? Read it out there.
Carl Martin. My God, Carl. And then another message that we got before we started recording was from another clown called Guy. And Guy was demanding that we have a balanced discussion.
Now, Guy, you're invited on. Yeah.
One of the very first comments on the post that we put up earlier on.
Yeah.
You won't have a balanced discussion. This will be a left-sided discussion.
What? Sorry, it's not a left versus right thing.
As soon as I saw his comment, one of the very first comments in earlier on, I wrote back immediately and I said, you are now getting a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be the very first caller on this topic, to air your opinion immediately before anybody else. And what did this guy say?
He ghosted you, did he?
He absolutely ghosted me, yeah?
Yeah.
So what can you do? When we offer, and this is the thing that's really bugging the shit out of me, we offer people the opportunity to come on this podcast to make it balanced, and we just get ghosted. We get, this to me just symbolizes the sort of clowns that we're dealing with, that you're dealing with the definition of keyboard warriors, absolute knobs that are able to type, oh, we don't need them, we don't want them, we don't need them, we don't want them. And they know full well that they'd be ripped apart like a wild hare.
There are people coming on that agree with that.
That's
as well.
Fine.
Just those particular ones. And we do want all opinions on this topic. But I'm not surprised, but I'm saddened by the attitude that people would see that plane arriving on Saturday at Dublin Airport, yeah, with just 7 kids on it who need
treatment,
need treatment, and that there are people out there, fuckers out there, and that's what you are, that would turn around and say, turn them back around.
And again, just to put this into context, Ireland hasn't taken in tens of thousands of the injured kids from Gaza. And by the way, there are tens of thousands of injured kids in Gaza. There's a lot more who didn't even make it, who died. We here in Ireland have taken in a total of, in fact, I can count it really quickly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 27. That's all. That's it. Took me how long to read them out?
Yeah, not long. So we will take all opinions on this podcast. As we say all the time, the podcast is called Opinions Matter. So
okay, the bottom line is we're asking, should Ireland be taking in kids who have been seriously injured in war in Gaza Do you support the government taking in these kids for specialist medical treatment? 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Sean.
I love the way you guys twisted what was said yesterday by a lot of people. There's nobody begrudging these kids anything. It's the fact that they are being brought in from a foreign country while our own kids are being totally pushed back to the back of the queue. That's where the problem is. You look after your own before you look after others. I deeply feel sorry for those kids. I genuinely do. But I feel more sorry for our own kids that are actually born in our country that are being neglected and left to one side. It's no different, not a bit, than if I started looking after a neighbour's kid and looking after it properly, and if it needed something, doing it while my own needed something similar and leaving it. Not a bit. This government have a lot to answer for, and anybody that stands up for this is not looking at the bigger picture. Our own people are being neglected, be they kids or adults or elderly or whatever. It's an absolute disgrace. It's a joke. Our homeless are dying on the streets while we housed hundreds of thousands. It needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. Do you think what do you think of people who have commented negatively? And in fact, the message that I played a moment ago from Sean, he said people aren't begrudging them. Brian or Sean, I'm sorry if you read a lot of the comments. They are. They literally are. And I understand what you're saying. Some of our kids are on waiting lists for hospital help and everything else. And yes, you're right. But these 7 children have been brought into this country for specialist medical care. Sorry, Brian, my apologies. What did you want to say?
Yeah, no problem. No, I sent in that thing about children in Ireland waiting on scoliosis treatment and that kind of thing. But when you say the numbers involved, it's relatively little.
So it's not relatively little. It is extremely little.
And on the grand scheme of things, it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. You know what I mean?
And to the best of my knowledge, none of the children, not that I've heard, have been brought in to Ireland to jump the queue and get scoliosis treatment ahead of any Irish
and
child.
And also, despite what people think, because the amount of misinformation about this as well, that they've brought over their grandfathers and their fathers, and they're literally bringing over full families who are not going to go back to their home. That is not what happened. Are these people that are uneducated that they don't realise this? These children will be sent back there when the treatment is finished and they are well enough to go
and
back.
And they will be accompanied by adult minors, probably their mother and father or their mother or their father, and that's it. Yep. So that's not the entire family. And you can't expect children to be brought from Gaza to Ireland on their own without any adult with them. Anyway, sorry. Hey Brian, go on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. When I sent in the text, I wasn't aware of the number of people. I wasn't aware of the number of kids at the time.
Yeah, we're not talking about tens of thousands. We are talking about tens of thousands when it comes to the amount of kids that were injured in Gaza. We've only taken 27. 27 is the number that we've taken. It is minuscule. Now, according to Samantha, now I don't know where Samantha got these figures, but we are third behind Malta and Norway in the numbers we have taken in from Gaza, third with 27 children. Now, that will just show you that a lot of countries have taken even less. And Samantha also points out, and she's right to point out, that the Red Cross are putting these children and their families up, not the Irish government. So they're not coming over to this country to stay in direct provision centres or anything like that. The Red Cross are looking after them while they're here for their treatment.
And it's been run by the Norwegian government.
Yes, it is. It's been funded.
So there's really nothing to do with us, really.
Except that we've taken these kids into Ireland for specialist medical treatment that this state is fortunate to be able to provide. Okay, so when you hear that over the weekend, 7 kids were brought into this country from Gaza, a total of 27 over the last year and a half. Are you happy enough with that?
Yeah, I am, actually, now that I think of it. You know, when I hear the figures, like I said, it's relatively minuscule, you know what I mean? So just carry on.
And in reality, none of those 27 children are jumping any queues. They're not putting any Irish children, realistically. They're not being treated for scoliosis treatment ahead of any Irish kid.
And sorry, for years as well, guys, for years, and I'm trying to be balanced about this, but it's just annoying the shit out of me. For years, and it still happens, I had a friend whose child went to Canada for medical treatment that they couldn't get here. Irish children all the time go to other countries for specialised medical treatment that they can't get in Ireland. This is nothing new. Yeah. Every single day, somebody is setting up a GoFundMe page to try and send. And I don't have a problem with that. More personal. But every second day, there's a GoFundMe page, send little Jamie off to Canada to get treatment that he needs to get. This is nothing new. And nobody has a problem when we send our own children off to get medical. And every child in the world, and this is my bottom line, every child in the world should be treated fairly and evenly, yeah, regardless of where they are from. And when you're saying, well, Irish children should be treated first, I'm sorry, a child is a child in my eyes. I don't look, yeah, at, I don't look at skin colour or where they come from. A child, yeah, is a
and
child.
And again, I, we, yeah, can't stress this enough. Sorry, Brian, I was about to say, we can't stress enough that these kids are here for specialist medical treatment that, yes, they clearly can't get in Gaza, for example.
Because,
sorry,
because the hospital is rubble,
yeah,
literally.
Sorry, Brian, go on.
Was there any hullabaloo when children were brought over from Chernobyl?
Was there any? No, because families were taking them in, yeah, and then they were sent back home again. No, there never has, yeah, been a hullabaloo over that.
Yes, and there you go. I just saw a comment on the thread there.
No, you're right. You're right. And because we actually took kids in from Chernobyl ourselves a couple of 15 years ago or so, and it was a great experience for them. It was a great experience for us. And nobody complained to us about it. Stay there for a second, Brian. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Hi, not too bad in yourself.
Good, thanks, Sean. I played your message a couple of minutes ago, and your message basically is arguing that there are kids on waiting lists here, and we should treat them first.
I'm in no way, it's not begrudgery, it's not anything like that. And as I said, I definitely do feel for these kids. And there's not any specialist or consultant or government official can tell me about this, because it's simple, it's black and white. Whether they're here for specialist treatment where they can't receive it in Gaza, or they're here for the flu, they're taking up a space, time, and everything else that an Irish child, in my opinion, could be used for. And it's a small cog in the massive wheel that has this country in the state it's in. And it continues to turn. And until something is done, this country is going to continue to go into decline and everything else. We are just overloading the whole system with non-Irish. I am not a racist in any way.
Okay, again, Sean, I just want to put this in context. We haven't taken in tens of thousands of children from Gaza, despite the fact that tens of thousands of children from Gaza have been injured during the war of the last 2-3 years. Yeah, we have taken in over this weekend 7. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have taken in a total of 27 children. And you're telling me that that is going to, in some way, fuck up the hospital waiting lists in Ireland for children. 27 kids.
Okay, maybe I didn't specify. The tens of thousands I meant was overall, not just children. And as I said, regardless at the way the system is at this moment, I used to work in Wexford Hospital, and it's another area further down. I live outside in Escarty. I've watched that town and their flood continuously. Every cent that's spent outside this country at the minute is a knock-on effect to the country itself. And as I said, I'm not racist. If it was 27 children, it's 27 children. And I do feel for them. Believe you me, I'm not here to run down any country's kids or any country or its people. But I do feel that the Irish people, be they young, middle-aged or old, are being completely let down by this whole system in this country at the minute.
Okay.
And as I said,
So do you think that the Irish... So the government here, the cabinet in 2024 voted to take in a number of children. Now, in total, I mean, there's Jimmy Coleman saying 27 for now. 27, Jimmy, in a year and a half. Seriously, man. Give your head a fucking wobble. Anyway, sorry, Sean. I get really frustrated by this, that people are making such a mountain out of a molehill of us taking in 27 children. So let me just put this to you, and I understand the point that you're trying to make here, that we do have kids and adults and elderly people on waiting lists for all sorts of treatments. Yeah, I get that. I understand that, and it is dreadful. But let's imagine a little. I want you to just think about this for a second. A little 7-year-old kid, mm-hmm, who 6 months ago had his right leg blown off in a bomb attack in Gaza. Mm-hmm. And that little boy can be treated with prosthetics, and he can be brought to a country like Ireland where we have the ability in the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary to provide this young kid with prosthetic leg. Are you telling me we should just leave that kid in Gaza with one leg and let him fend for himself when we actually have the ability to give him that prosthetic leg here in Ireland?
You know, the reason that I am at this stage and thousands across
Hang on. Sean, before you go on, I want you to answer that question. Should we leave that little seven-year-old kid in Gaza to hop around on one leg for the rest of his days when we have the ability, with the fantastic services available in the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dublin, we should just leave that young fella in Gaza?
Point across, if it means that one of our children in Ireland goes on a waiting list for another month when it should have been looked at, yes, that's my dream. And let me finish.
Okay,
now,
go on.
I've let you emphasize your point very well twice. The reason people like me are at this point is because the way the goddamn government in this fucked up country are running it. They have brought in every waif and stray. There are rapes, assaults, murders, and this is the reason that I'm at this point now.
Okay, but again Sean, I have to differentiate. The example I gave you is of a seven-year-old kid who had his leg blown off.
I'm after hearing it twice. I don't need to hear it again.
Okay, he's not going around raping people. He can't walk, for God's sake. He's not going to cause any harm in this country.
Again, you're just putting me back. I don't care what you say. The reason I'm at this stage in this thing is the way the government is running the country. And the way that I've seen... people in my area being treated, neglected... My family, friends, relations, young, old, elderly, it makes no difference. Everyone gets preference in this country at the moment except the Irish.
You think that plane should have been turned back around with the children on board, with the seven children on board?
Why, how much did that whole operation cost?
Didn't cost you a penny or a penny.
Did I say it did?
No, it didn't cost you anything.
It cost the taxpayer.
No, it did not. The Norwegian government paid for the plane to fly the kids here. The Norwegian government, not the Irish government.
Okay, right. Okay. My mistake on that one.
You're just typical of people with your opinion that you jump to conclusions.
And you like to get on the air and make yourself important and shove your opinion down people's
necks. I want you to have an opinion that is actually accurate. You believed in your heart and soul that you, the taxpayer, paid for those kids to be brought to Ireland yesterday.
I was unaware of what happened on that end of it. I didn't realise that the Norwegian government paid for it.
Well,
as I said, my mistake.
But you still don't think the plane should have landed here?
No, I don't. And, you know, shoot me for it.
Do you have children yourself?
I sure have.
So do you not think all children should be? Because, I mean, if you look at the Irish Patriots and all that, Dan, the far-right movement in Ireland, they're all about the protection of children and look after children and all that. By the way, I'm not saying you're a member of that group. I'm just saying they're all about... good to hear it. They're all about the protection of children. But it seems to me that the only children they want to protect are little white children with the name Sean that have red hair. And if that child happens to be a Muslim called Mohammed from Gaza, affect them.
Okay. And again, it's a whole build-up over the last 10, 15 years that have got Irish people. We were one of the most accommodating nations in the world for visitors or helping, and the government here has turned us into hard-nosed people.
No, the government doesn't turn people. You're either a prick or you're not a prick. The government doesn't...
I'm
not talking about you again. Don't be taking...
I'm entitled to my opinion.
You know, you're saying that the government is making people turn against foreign nationals.
No.
People either turn... Well, why am I not turning against them? Why am I not sitting here saying that plane shouldn't have been allowed to land? That someone should have stood in the middle of the runway and said, you ain't landing here. Those sick kids don't matter to us. Send them back to Gaza.
That's your opinion.
You see, Sean...
It doesn't make you any more right than I'm wrong. Or me wrong and you right.
Sean, I just want to emphasize just one final time that in this particular case... This special case where the Irish government have agreed to take in a number of children from Gaza for very specialised medical treatment, 27 in total since 2014, you believe we should not be treating that little seven-year-old boy who had his leg blown off in a bomb attack.
I don't know the full circumstances on what the conditions are of the kids coming in.
I'm just using that as an example.
Known Ireland, that 27 will be 257 in 2 years. And again, our already understaffed and struggling HSE will be absolutely engulfed with more trouble and more trauma and more Irish at the end of the line. That's my point. I've okay. seen it, I worked in it, I know about it.
Sean, stay with me for just 1 second. Sarah, I'll be with you in a moment after Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I tend to agree with your man Brendan there. There's loads of different countries there between here and there. And over the other side too, look at Saudi Arabia. Places like that. I'd have no problem with coming here, availing of a specialist treatment. But we can't serve our own people. We've got a health service that's in a mess. Fucking wait lists left, right and centre. What did old Derek McSavage say years ago on the Savage Eye? I know the law has changed since. But if abortion was legal in Ireland, there'd be a 9-month waiting list. There's Irish kids on fucking lists for years for stuff. And yet these people, they've been dealt a bad hand. But it's not up to us to look after the fucking world. We need to look after our own first.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Sarah, you've been listening to Sean. You listened to that message a moment ago from Martin. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I do agree. Like, we can't look after our own kids, never mind other people's. In different countries, like we look at little Archie Ennis, like he's in America at the minute to get to finish that, which should and could be over here easily, but instead we had to fundraise like 3.2 million to send.
Okay, but in a lot of cases, and I don't know this case specifically, in a lot of cases, the sort of care that some individuals, adults and children, require is not available in this country. We don't have the specialists. So in order to, because I've known people to be sent away for very specialist cancer care, for example, that isn't available in Ireland and is only available in the States. So that has always happened.
In this case, it's not available in Ireland because they don't want to get it into Ireland. It's available in Portugal. There is some kind of treatment over, like, up the north for him, over in the UK, but he can't get. Like, why can't the government work to get these medicines in? Like, we have one of the most, like, up-to-date systems that can work with the medicines. We have Pfizer, Unifair, all those industrial buildings that deal with all the medicines, but yet they can't bring them into us. Like, I don't
I don't know the specifics of the case that you are talking about, but what I do know is that because this is a small country, we don't have specialist consultants in every single condition known to man, and in some cases you find them in countries with a bigger population, and that's how people end up having to go abroad. Now, I'm not saying that's right, I'm just saying that sadly is the reality for some people having to go abroad for treatment. But again, I want to come back to these seven children that were brought to Ireland for specialist care here. This is specialist care. Right. Hang on, this is specialist care that we are able to provide.
Fair enough, we're able to provide it. They're providing it, they're offering it, whatever way the money's working or whatever. But like, they can't even offer to help the families that are here that do need to go abroad. Like, they're not offering to go, right, if you go pay for that money, we can reimburse you. Even 20%. They won't reimburse even 5% of families. Families have to fundraise this money themselves. Beg people to help them, like.
And again,
when our government can't help their own.
I think
like, they're offering faces to other countries' kids. Like, I have a seven-year-old. Archie is my seven-year-old's best friend, like. So it is on my doorstep. I can understand why people are getting so frustrated with all this. I wouldn't begrudge any child any treatment. But at the end of the day, the government are offering air spaces to people that aren't from Ireland before they're helping their own.
Now, I'm just reading up on the story of Archie. Tell me a little bit about Archie and the sort of care that he needs.
So he has to go, he has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a condition that affects less than, like, I think it's 10% of boys in Ireland.
A tiny percentage, yeah.
Yeah, like a very tiny.
Okay, can I just read what it says on the GoFundMe for Archie? And this is the point that I was trying to make, okay? Our goal is to raise €200,000 and send him to the United States for pioneering treatment, okay? Now, what that means is treatment that is available in the United States only and is not available here. It's pioneering. It's the first of its kind. And I hope to God that that money can be raised. But I take the point that you're making that the government should be giving that money. The government should be providing that $200,000. I accept that point. I take that point. But what I was trying to explain to you earlier on is sometimes treatment is not available here. And it sounds like the treatment for Archie is pioneering treatment in America. It is only in America, and that's where he has to go to get that, that treatment.
Every country is at different levels when it comes to medical care. I mean, in some places, I know people that live in America and say the medical care is better here in Ireland. So every country is advanced at different stages of medical care. And you're right. In an ideal world, Archie or no child would have to leave the country for treatment. But sadly, that is a reality of medicine.
No, but I do take your point, Sarah, that the government should be forking out that $200,000.
A million percent.
No argument with that. But again,
yeah, like it's not even 200. It started at 3.2 million, like to get the actual original treatment he needed, and then there was a bust up and something happened with the original treatment. So he had to go for a trial.
Okay, but that will show you, Sarah, how new this treatment is. That this treatment is not available anywhere else in the world, and we just don't have it here yet. But as regards the government paying, I think the government should be forking out that $200,000. But
and I think that's what people's problem is.
Okay, but again,
they're helping others but not helping their own.
In this case, they can't. We don't have the facilities to help Archie. Yes, they should be giving money for him to go to the US for this pioneering treatment. But two wrongs don't make a right. And what I mean by that is, yes, it's really annoying that Archie isn't getting the treatment that he so desperately needs and isn't being helped financially. But these kids in Gaza, they need treatment as well, and we happen to be the country that can treat them, just like America is the country that can treat Archie.
But Adrian, we happen to be the country that can help our own in many, many ways, and we also happen to be the country that aren't helping our own in all those ways. Like, at the end of the day, never mind the government saying this, we're all failing ourselves because we're letting it happen, but we're not helping our own, and that's what the problem is. It's our own.
So as regards these children from Gaza, you don't want to see them being taken in here for help. Is that what you're saying?
Not that I don't want it. It's that put our own first and then help others.
But Sarah Louise, that attitude of put our own first, when you think about it, if we take that attitude completely, so this argument...
But we've been taking that attitude all along.
I know, but this has been...
All going, along, yeah, like it's
this,
never...
This has always been used to you as an argument for our everything, that we shouldn't take one person in until we've solved our homeless crisis. Our homeless crisis will never be solved, yeah?
It will never be solved.
We shouldn't take...
They haven't helped.
Yeah, we shouldn't take anybody in as long as there's one person on a hospital trolley. There's always going to be hospital trolleys. So... You know, it's the same when the government spends money on anything. They shouldn't build, 25 years ago, they shouldn't build a spire in the middle of O'Connell Street because people are homeless.
No, you but can't what look they should do is way. Try and help the, like, they're not helping the situations. They're going and helping other places. They're pumping money into other countries.
They're helping other charities. But they didn't
they're
pay
not
for the kids.
Helping our own.
But those seven kids from Gaza.
No, I understand. I understand they didn't pay for the airplane, however. But they're still giving up a spot that could be for Mary that needs, I don't know, a hair transplant or something. Like, someone else could be there first. That's the way for you.
Yeah, but my understanding...
Like, I do understand the kids do need it. But at the end of the day, we have our own here that need it as well.
But my understanding is that... And I'm open to correction in this age. My understanding is that they are not queue skipping any of these kids.
No, mine too.
So it's not going to be a case of those kids arrived at Dublin Airport on Friday and there was a sick child in Crumlin Hospital and that child was literally kicked out of the bed for a Palestinian kid.
I don't know. It's a strange one. But
I know, come on, sir. You don't honestly believe that they're kicking kids out of Crumlin Hospital to make way for
Palestinians? No, I don't think they're kicking kids out of beds. But like, there is a list.
Okay, so
literally
when I put pressure on you to answer the question, the little boy from Gaza who had his leg blown off during the war, who could get a prosthetic leg here in Ireland, you don't believe he should have been brought to this country?
Not first, no. I believe our own should be looked after first, and then maybe they should think about helping other people, but they need to look after our own first.
When is then? Probably the 12th of never. We never.
Exactly, whenever they help us. That's the thing, it's when they help our own.
And by the way, that's an anecdotal story. I don't know that there is a child, although I should imagine that some of the kids
need this sort of treatment are missing limbs.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lad?
Good, thanks, Sean.
I have to say, Sean, before we started doing this topic today, I was like, the majority of people will see this for what it is and they will agree with treating seven children because it's not affecting their life. But call after call after call, while people are saying it's not begrudgery, it kind of is begrudgery, that we're literally getting upset about seven children being treated.
I'm sorry, some people are querying, is it seven or is it 27?
No, at the weekend
just gone, seven children were brought to Ireland. That brings it to a total of 27 in the last year and a half. So seven each time, let's say, have been brought over. The total of Gazan children brought to Ireland is now in total 27. Seven of those arrived at the weekend. Now, sorry, Sean, go on.
Jeremy, I was just about to say that you can just see from the podcast, you haven't had one caller on yet that's actually saying yes. They're all, every caller that you've had on so far is about, we don't mind taking in children, but if them doctors that are doing these operations can help any of their kids on a waiting list, well then them kids shouldn't be brought in unless their doctors are doing the waiting list for. So I sent you this stat in today. The amount of 27,000 on a waiting list for over a year, that is shocking. It's disgraceful, but as I said, I'm not blaming. I know it's not even getting paid by your Irish government. It's probably nothing. But still, at the end of the day, 10 doctors that are doing these type of operations, are you telling me that on the whole of the waiting list, that 10 doctors can't help some other child that's on a waiting list, but they've decided to do that?
But the doctors
getting paid.
But Sean, hang on a second.
Are doing it for free?
Okay, but hang on. They're not doing it for free. But hang on a second, Sean.
Can I just cut across you for one second? I know, for example, we were talking about children from Chernobyl being brought to Ireland. And I know, for example, of one of those kids from Chernobyl who had no teeth in his head. Okay? And that was all to do with the radiation poisoning from Chernobyl. He was brought to Ireland and an orthodontist performed the entire reconstruction of that child's mouth for free, for absolutely no payment whatsoever. I'm not saying surgeons are necessarily doing the same thing. What I'm trying to say, Sean, though, is it does happen. And I know that for a fact.
And Sean, you're saying
my argument is, like as I say, they could be doing it for free, or they are getting well paid. Like, of course, the doctors in James's Hospital staff are walking away with millions. Like that, if they are doing it for free, well done. But what I'm saying, the time that they're doing that operation or whatever the procedure is, are you telling me that they can't do some sort of help for the lads that are on the waiting list for over a year?
But you made a point.
These operations, the kids that are coming over are obviously going to be on an operating table for hours. Like, it's not going to be a minor surgery. It's going to be a massive surgery, probably 20 odd doctors, 4 special surgeons. My argument is, the people that are working on these kids, can they not help any other kids that's on the waiting list? We've had kids dying that are waiting years on the waiting list.
Look, I understand the point you're making, that is a surgeon going to be using up his valuable time to operate on a child from Gaza when that operating theatre time could have been used for an Irish child? That's the point you're making.
He could have consulted probably 6 or 7 kids and then 12-hour operations that are on the waiting list for over a year.
Okay, but Sean, you look at this situation now, it's slightly different, but I'm just saying that 2 years ago, because it was within the EU, 2 years ago on holidays with my family, my young fella, and you know this, Adrian, he was playing in one of the parks in Spain and he ended up breaking his arm at his elbow. Very, very painful, and we ended up bringing him to the local hospital in Malaga, okay, to get treatment. Now, he was a non-Spanish child. Granted, he was within the EU, but he was a non-Spanish...
But he's covered with insurance.
It doesn't matter. Well, if you shut up, I'll make the point. He was, for errors, he was in that hospital hospital in Malaga for hours. He got sorted out for his broken arm. He was taken up a hospital bed that could have been used for a Spanish kid. Do you think the Spanish people were looking at him going, no, they didn't. What they did was they saw a child that was in pain and they said, yes, we have a moral obligation to look after a child regardless of where they're from if they're in pain. So do you think my
child... Hold on, no, Jeremy. No. If one of them children that come over on the plane had to go to A&E, like their own children, they'd have to sit there and wait for 42 hours to be seen before they even get looked at.
No, I want you to answer my question.
And we did, would look after them kids.
But I want you to answer my question. Do you think that my child should have been ignored by that hospital in Malaga and just left there with a broken arm? Until every single Spanish child...
It's not really a great example, I have to say. The reason it's not...
It's
an EU country, and when you have an E111 in the European Union, you're the exact same as a Spanish child.
The argument that's been made here...
It's not a good example.
It is a good example, because the argument that's been made here is that look after our own first. It has not been said about 50 times since this... Am I listening to different podcasts?
Hold on, your child had a broken arm. It's a matter of a 10-minute job putting a cast on it.
It was more than 10 minutes.
There's not kids on a waiting list for over a year in Ireland waiting to get a cast on. We're talking about bigger operations here. If you've seen it, in last year, that young boy that died with the back problem that couldn't get help from the government for over 7 years. Do you think that's right, that these parents are waiting, that are paying taxes in the country for years, can't get their own kids looked after, but yet these specialist doctors that are meant to do the work on their kids are looking after kids that are coming over the place?
Okay, but let me ask you the exact same question, Sean. Should the government, who have taken in 27 children so far for specialist treatment in Ireland, should they reverse that policy and stop taking any children from Gaza?
If other countries haven't got as big of a waiting list, yes, we shouldn't take them in. We have a waiting list, I don't know how long, over those kids, as I said, kids, 47,000 waiting over a year for seeing consultants. Now, you tell me that. I don't believe in that. These 47 kids have to be people, adults, old, I don't know. But these 47 people have to be looked at first before a plane full of kids come in to get looked after. That's my honest opinion. Call it what you want, racist or whatever. But that is my honest opinion.
And just for the record, Sean, a plane load of kids isn't seven people. Seven kids is all we're talking about.
You're missing the point, lads. Them seven kids, how many hours of doctors is it going to take to fix these kids, right? Where, as I said, them hours, we can't, there's kids waiting on waiting lists for over years, 2 years, 3 years to be looked at.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Lots more opinions coming into us, which I want to bring to you now. This is Jess.
Yeah, that's hopefully this voice now is a bit better quality. Why they've been flown 4,000 kilometres here, it doesn't make sense to me. I get what's going on is bad over there and my heart goes out to them, but it's not begrudging. It's more asking the question of why. Like, why 4,000 kilometres when there's surely countries closer that'll give them the care that they need? Meanwhile, our kids are waiting way too long on waiting lists for even the most minor of things. It just doesn't make sense to me. Fly them 4,000 kilometres doesn't make sense to me.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, yeah. How are you?
Well, Laura, what did you want to say on this?
Oh my God, the amount of stuff people on this podcast is crazy. Oh, our own, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what's happening over in Gaza at the moment? Isn't their hospitals all blown up and things like that? So
yeah, nearly every hospital that they have in the territory has been blown up.
Our own. Can you imagine if one of their kids has to get an operation done and they went to a country, we can't do that. What would they say then? You know, or people have certain cancers that Ireland can't provide the treatment for them, where they have to go abroad and get that done. It's the same type of thing. Gaza at the moment can't help the kids, so that's why they're coming over here. And I'm assuming EU and every other countries in the world have a certain number that they can bring in to help with those types
that's
of
right.
treatments.
That's exactly
what I'm assuming anyway.
It is the whole thing
of our own, etc. It just goes to show how we take things for granted because we're very lucky and there's no war happening in Ireland and we're just so selfish that we don't care about the others, just about their own people.
Okay, well, Sean, what do you say to that? We've become so selfish in Ireland now that we only care about ourselves.
Well, I don't believe in that, because if we were selfish, we wouldn't have taken in 100,000 Ukrainians, which are at war, and housing them and welcoming them. So I don't believe
but
that.
But then they're at war as well, so
because everyone's at war, a little country like Ireland's meant to help everyone. We can't help anyone. Yeah, we're taking in enough people. We have a waiting list of over 100,000 people to be seen by consultants, Scotland. We can't get our own people that are in this country. Look at that.
Have you got that list there?
Are those seven children going to make any difference?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, as my argument is, and most callers on today's show, argument is, there's seven children that are coming over.
How many doctors and nurses?
Listen, you've asked me a question, listen. How many doctors and nurses and specialists hours are getting taken up fixing these seven kids where they could help our own and get the waiting list number down? That's the end of it.
Yeah, but the waiting list has been bad for years. It's not as if it's only 2025.
Well, it's only going to get worse if we keep taking in other people and taking up hours and hours of consultants and specialists that can't look at people that are dying in countries. Young kids died there last year, couldn't get help for over 7 years. The government told them they'd be looked after. He still wasn't looked after. Come on.
This is not racist. Well, far from
selfish. We have to take in 100 Ukrainians. We house them. We've done everything. How is that selfish? We can't. I know there's war going on in Gaza, but it can't be Ireland's problem.
Again, I can't stress enough, Sean, what little difference those seven or even the 27 children that we've taken in, what difference taking them in or not taking them in would make to any waiting list that we have in this country. I just fail to see it. I just don't get it.
Well, find out, Jeremy. Do your start and find out how many hours that consultants, nurses and specialists are going to be operating and working on these seven kids. And if it's going to work out a lot of hours, and you're telling me that them hours can't be used to get their own numbers down off the waiting list. Come on. I don't know what you're trying to approve today in the show. That girl is the first girl that actually agrees with it. I agree, and
much to my shock, I'll be honest, Jeremy's shock. We're always being accused of not putting a balanced point of view across. Now it's gone the exact opposite direction to the way we thought.
Where are all the people when you say the far right or when the far left are all on the call?
This is not far right, far left bollocks, okay? This is right and wrong. This is about being morally correct. I'm already wrong.
My point is, where are all the callers that call every day? Every day. I'm on the show every day. You know that. Where are the people that would argue every day, moan about this? Where are they? I even texted him this morning saying this is going to be a fiery show. I'm shocked that every caller has been against that, and you are shocked yourself.
I'd be honest with you, I am shocked. A lot of the comments are saying we're talking about children here, Sean. Please, let's not forget that. There are many people.
But we're also talking about our own children and the thousands that's on the waiting list in Ireland. If we can sort that out, sorted out and then bring in as many kids and help them. We've no hope.
Sorry, Sean. We will never, ever sort out hospital waiting lists in Ireland. We will always have waiting lists in this country. Unfortunately.
But Jeremy, if every two months we're taking in seven, eight kids, and 100 hours of specialist nurses, everyone is getting put on them kids, then our own waiting list is never going to improve, and there's going to be more of our own doing, which you've seen.
And by the way, you're saying not everybody or everybody is agreeing with you guys. There's lots of comments if you look at the, when this was recorded on the live video, there's lots of comments from, like there's a comment Vivian Mates giving out about you wouldn't know cop on if it smacked you on the face. Now Vivian is just someone that
Is she not a keyboard warrior? What do you call it? She's not from London.
No, she never comes on. She never comes on. But just to say that people don't want to come on doesn't mean that they don't have opinions. She's never been on the show, but she always comments on the show when we're recording it live. So just
them people like that, there's something wrong, because if you have an opinion, get on it.
Well,
we always say that. We say that every single day.
And that's why we love you, even though I disagree with 99.9% of stuff you ever say. You have an opinion, and you do. You're
that much.
Good luck, Laura. You're on. Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on again.
No bother. Very quickly, Martin. What's your point,
lads? You're talking absolute bollocks. Oh. If you don't think that it's going to have any impact on waiting lists in this country, it doesn't matter who fucking paid for it. If it was the Norwegian government or any other fucking government. Nobody gets sent for free in this country, so someone's going to have to pay for an Irish child's operation, whether it be through a GoFundMe page or an insurance company or parents saving their own money. So it doesn't matter. Nobody gets sent for free here unless you're on a waiting list. Well, guess what? Everyone's on a waiting list, even if you want to pay for it. So I cannot understand how all these gobshites in the comments as well are like, cannot understand how it will not take away. How it won't have any effect on the waiting list. Like, it's absolute fucking bollocks, lads.
So, Martin, would you turn away that little boy who had his leg blown off in Gaza?
Hypothetical
little boy. Well, if it meant an Irish person got
I don't know any. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know any Irish kids who've had their legs blown off by a bomb. But
they could have them in farming accidents or something like that. There's farming kids getting hurt in farming accidents every weekend, lads. Do you know, it might just be a leg blown off, or it might not be a missing limb, it might be something else that specialist can do. How many other countries is there they have to pass through? If the Norwegian government is so great, why don't they fucking bring them all to fucking Norway?
They chartered the plane, it was an SAS plane, they flew to Ireland and then they brought other kids to Norway.
Yeah, but it's not our problem to fucking sort out everyone else's problems, lads.
Right.
I agree with Sean, he's so fucking heartless.
Imagine Martin had, now this doesn't affect you because you're English or British, sorry, but imagine had America taken that same attitude when our people were trying to flee the country because of the famine that time, and America had just said, turn the boats around and send them back.
Some of them actually did try to do that, but didn't happen. I'm shocked by the attitude of so many of you on this podcast.
Oh, by the way, to Martin, we just got confirmation. Last week, Norway received 8 patients from Gaza.
Thank you.
Sorry, 8 patients from Gaza. Is he still there? You still there, Martin?
Yeah.
I want to call you out on something there. Okay, hang on.
8 patients from Gaza arrived in Norway last week, all children who had sustained injuries from the ongoing conflict with serious medical conditions and cannot be treated in Gaza. The Norwegian Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that it was looking after the 8 children and they're receiving treatment. So
7 of whom came to, another 7 came to Ireland. There you go.
And what, my stance, I think, still stands. It doesn't matter a bollocks. It's not up to us.
But
when you look after them,
when you think about it, Martin, we've spent the last hour arguing, over literally 7 children that wouldn't even take one whole hospital room up. That's all we're talking about.
Well, what about 7 Irish children that wouldn't take a whole hospital room up? What about them?
Thanks for your call, as always, Martin. Let me squeeze in some opinions. This is Darren.
I actually think that this is one of the better things that this government has actually done. Now that makes a change.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed for your message. Thank you, all of you, for your message. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, what do you do, Jeremy?
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. Okay,
tell your friends about it.
And what's the best way of making sure that you know when a new episode is...
Well, first of all, you send them all a WhatsApp going, if you ever listen to Opinions Matter, you got to get...
Good plan.
I should be in marketing.
Send them a link to the podcast.
But if you personally never want to miss another episode of Opinions Matter, all you have to do is go on to Spotify, where most of our listeners are, and just click the green bell, ding, and you will get a notification up on your phone, ding.
Yep.
Every time we post a podcast,
ding.
There you go.
Yeah, it's that simple. Just hit subscribe or follow or click on the little bell icon on Spotify. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.